just, I'd like to find that out.
Okay, so let's continue here with verse 31. Okay, so anyway, I'm sorry, yes, back at Matthew chapter 5, and so we just talked about 27 and 28, you know, don't lust. 29 and 30 emphasize how important it is. And if your right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you that one part of your body should be destroyed than that your whole body be thrown into Gehenna. We have to hate sin. We've got to eradicate it. And if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you that one part of your body should be destroyed than that your whole body go into Gehenna. Okay, into the wrath of God, the punishment of God. All right, now verse 31. It was said, whoever sends his wife away, let him give her a certificate of divorce. I say to you that everyone who divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, makes her commit adultery, and whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Okay, Yeshua here is getting in on a debate that was already taking place in Judaism. And the debate was between two very popular rabbis. Anybody know who I'm going to mention?
Nicodemus?
No, this is a little...
That's not a rabbi, I know.
Yeah. Hillel and Shammai. Okay, they're not in the Bible. Actually, is Hillel mentioned as the father? They're not explicitly mentioned in the Bible. In fact, they're not. I'm sorry for my wavering there. But yeah, they're not mentioned in the Bible. We've got Hillel and Shammai, and Hillel generally represents the more lenient, liberal school of the rabbis, and Shammai represents the stricter of the rabbis, okay? And some people think Hillel had something to do with the Pharisees and Shammai something to do with the Sadducees. I'm not sure. A few people think they never even really existed. It's just named for different schools of thought. Who knows? Okay, so they are mentioned in the Talmud, but let's take them as real historical figures. Hillel and Shammai debated over many things, okay? And sometimes Yeshua's rulings were more in line with Hillel's line of thought, but here he's much more in line with Shammai. I'm going to read now from a recent book, Matthew Presents Yeshua, King Messiah, by Rabbi Barney Kasdan. He says this, Hillel makes the statement that if a wife deliberately burns her husband's food, a get is permitted. What is a get? Right, it's the divorce certificate. Akiva said, if a husband found someone better looking, a divorce is accepted. Shammai took the position that the phrase was limited strictly to sexual immorality on the part of the wife. Okay? And sexual immorality... Well, let me read directly from the Talmud, what the Talmud says here. Beth Shammai, or Beit Shammai, the house of Shammai, those who followed Rabbi Shammai, say, a man should not divorce his wife unless he has found her guilty of some unseemly conduct. Okay, all of this debate is based on Deuteronomy 24, verse 1. Okay, so Deuteronomy 24, verse 1 says this. Suppose a man takes a wife and marries her. Now, if she doesn't find favor in his eyes because he has found something indecent in her, he is to write her a certificate of divorce, hand it to her, and send her out from his house. Okay, and the big debate is because what does something indecent mean? What does something indecent mean? And the Hebrew there is ervat davar, okay? Does it just mean something indecent? As in, like Hillel says, she deliberately burned my food, right? Or Akiva says, well, I found somebody better looking, so now she's indecent in my sight or something. Or is it Shammai, there's some sexual immorality going on. Now, the first thing it cannot mean is it cannot mean outright adultery. What is the punishment for adultery?
Stoning.
Right, stoning. So if people are to die for adultery, and here she's just being divorced, it probably means that whatever the something indecent is, it's something less than adultery. However, if you look at the word ervat, it's really dealing with something repulsive here. This is not a matter of, it's a little distasteful to me. I don't like the way you're cooking lately. A lot of times it has to deal with nakedness. It's used in, we'll look up just a couple of these. Genesis 9:22. If you don't want to look all these up with me, that's fine. You can just listen. 9:22. Then Ham, Canaan's father, saw his father's private parts. Okay? Same word there. Ervat. Genesis 42:9. Then Joseph remembered the dreams he had dreamed about them. He said to them, "You're spies. You've come to see the undefended places in the land, or the naked places of the land, as if something had been exposed to them." I mean, here he's speaking tongue, and he's speaking. Right. But it's a figure of speech here for nakedness being exposed. Okay, or the nakedness of the land. We could go on and on. It's also used of, you know, God says when you go out to battle and you're camping and you need to relieve yourself, go outside the camp so that nothing indecent is within the camp because I'm walking there amongst you, right? And the word ervat there, or erva really, is the term. The dictionary term is erva. Ervat is just a form of it.
Would that be the same thing as like when it talks about exposing the different things within your family?
Yes, it's same word there. As don't expose the nakedness of your father's wife or whatever. Exactly. So anyway, it's something less than adultery, but at the same time, something really distasteful here, okay? And one commentator, I thought, kind of had a good thought here, and when he said that, it could be, because a lot of times it's used of genitalia, that it could be just a saying, something like caught with their pants down. Type of thing, you know, their nakedness exposed or whatever, and so.
Well, if your wife burns your food on purpose, and if she hates and despises you, then your companionship is over, and the two cannot be one flesh. If there's a hate and despise between the man and the woman.
Yes, but you can't divorce over that, according to Yeshua. But yeah, there needs to be healing there, but not divorce. But yeah, I agree that if she's doing it on purpose, you got problems. So,
I wouldn't eat food.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Yes.
Something else in it.
Let's go out to eat tonight, honey. All right. So anyway,
back to Matthew.
Yeah, back. Sure. Let's go back to Matthew here, and. Forgive me, I'm looking for my notes.
We were at 30 or 31.
Okay, so it was said, whoever sends his wife away, let him give her a certificate of divorce. I say to you that whoever divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, makes her commit adultery, and whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. So the importance here of marriage, marriage is so important, should not be entered into lightly and definitely should not be exited lightly. We're actually out of time, so we're going to close in prayer, and then next week we'll talk about this whole idea of divorcing and remarriage and finish up chapter 5. Well, we may not finish up chapter 5, but we'll try.